Snow is snowing, wind is blowing, I can weather the storm. What do I care? Got my love to keep me warm.
Woohoo! Every Arizona homeowner, every Arizona homeowner's happy place, Rosie on the House, where you come 3 hours every week to melt away your anxieties, fears, or worries. That's why we show up every single Saturday morning. We're talking about temperature settings inside your house, home, castle, or cabin, as well as inside your refrigerator. For you, by room, by season, and in consideration of your pets. And we're going to be talking about water temperature here in a little while and everything having to do with water heaters. And to kind of lead us into that segment, let's take our first caller, Robert, calling from Peoria, who has a question on that specific topic. Good morning, Robert. Bob?
Good morning, Rosie. Good morning, Jennifer.
Good morning.
Yeah, this is a timely question for you. So I'm on an APS time of use plan for my electric power for the house. But I have a gas-fueled water heater. Do I have to worry at all about what time I take a shower? Do I have to be within that low power zone, or does it matter at all?
Okay, Bob, I want you to come in here. Let me pour you a glass of buttermilk. Lay down on the couch. We're going to go in through a therapy session here, okay?
You found buttermilk. It's amazing.
You have a dual-energy home. With gas and electric, how big is it?
It's the 2,800 square feet.
And how many people live in it?
Two.
And is there a swimming pool?
No.
And in the middle of the summer, what is your perfect, what is the temperature you keep the thermostat at?
78.
Okay. So, and you're with APS, and do you know what plan you're on? Are you on Saver?
I think it's Max Saver.
You're on Saver Choice, yep. Max. Okay. You could have a summer cooling bill of something in the neighborhood of probably not much over $300, maybe as low as $250.
Yeah, it's $195, I think.
You're right, man. You are on the money. Okay, so now we move. So in the summer, It never matters to you when you take a shower with a gas-powered water heater, okay? Now, is your house a gas furnace or is it a heat pump?
Yeah. No, it's a gas furnace for the heat. Yes.
Okay, so your winter electric bills probably drop to half. You're probably at $100 a month, $125 bucks.
They're pretty low.
Yeah, you're nailing it. And you just take as long a hot shower any time of the day, any season of the year that you want. It's all yours, baby. Enjoy it guilt-free. It doesn't have anything to do with your electric bill.
All right, Rosie, thank you.
All right, you can get off the couch, but enjoy that buttermilk.
Bob, how old is your water heater?
I'm going to put you on. It's about 3 years old. And by the way, I just had it drained.
Good.
And, amen.
Good.
That's why I
and
asked.
And flushed.
Mm-hmm. Perfect. Keep that up, and you'll extend the life of that water heater by twice what other homeowners experience when they ignore the maintenance schedule. Draining it regularly. Make sure the anode rod is in good shape, and you're in great shape. So Bob, you're nailing it. Man, you are living in paradise with the temperature you keep the house. It's obviously you're super cooling because your spike rate in the middle of the summer, you can't be funding a demand limit any higher than about 4, 5, or 6 for that price to be as low as it is. Congratulations, man. You're a role model for all of us. All right, so proper temperatures of different rooms in the house and how you might deal with that. I'm going to tell you, if you're currently having trouble keeping any one particular room in your house, the same temperature, consistent. You should not have any hot spots or cold spots, regardless of the season, whether you're air conditioning or you're heating. The thermostat and your central system should be able to keep every room within just a couple degrees of each other if we've got it properly balanced, set up, and you're doing a responsible job of replacing the filter on a regular basis. If that isn't the case at your house, get online. Let me talk to you about what is it you're experiencing, what season is it you're experiencing, what kind of equipment you're using to try and get the job done, and what have you done to solve it to date. There's a very good chance, if you'll jump online now at 1-888-767-4348, Jennifer will be able to tell you why.
Jennifer's pretty quiet.
I'll feed you notes.